Hi, and welcome to Teenage Fantasy. I'm Ariana.
And I'm Anisha.
Okay, today is going to be a way more structured episode than it was last time. And we're going to be talking about something that we all went through, hopefully, if you did everything right. I'm judging you. But something that we all went through, which was quarantine.
Yep. Well,
dear Lord.
Yeah.
But let's not start that quite yet. We're going to do and song of the week. So, Anisha, would you like to go first?
Sure. I would love to go first, Ariana. Okay. My rose of the week. I thought about this prior to this episode, and I don't remember what I was thinking about. Okay. My rose of this week would probably be, I haven't had to do that much work this week. I mean, like, so far this week. Because last week, I had to catch up on a lot of work because I wasn't doing it. So, that's been pretty nice. I've just been finishing with school and just relaxing. So, that's nice. My bud, something that I'm looking forward to. The weekend. That's, yeah. I'm really excited for the weekend.
Because, it's 3 days. It's a 3-day weekend this time.
Right, I know.
Because we don't have school on Friday. That's awesome.
Yeah, so. And then my thorn. My thorn. I don't know. I feel like I've had a really good week so far, so I don't really know what my thorn would be. But yeah. Ariana, so what's your rose, bud, and thorn for so far this week?
My rose, I actually bought some paint, and I actually didn't buy expensive paint because, first of all, they hid it under the, like, brand that I usually get, and I was like, oh wait, mm-hmm. I'll just get these because it's 99 cents per one, unless it's like a true color, then mm-hmm. it's a dollar instead of 99 cents, but we don't talk about that. But so I bought that, and I made like a ring tray, but the downside is I don't have any rings. So it's kind of just sitting there, but it's so cute. My bud, what am I looking forward to? Honestly, I guess I'm about to finish this baby blanket. I am looking forward to... Oh, I am about to finish it. I'm so excited about that. But my bud is, I love giving gifts, and your gift finally came.
I'm so excited.
Oh my God, I got scammed the first time. They were like, I think your package is lost. And I was like, I think you took my money! But they ended up refunding me and I got a different one, but that's okay. And then my thorn, I had 10 days to work on this art project. I didn't know what I was doing, but then after a while, I started just like to ignore the class, like have the Zoom on in the background mm-hmm. and just like go to sleep or go downstairs and the laptop's upstairs. Long story short, it's due Friday. Start anything, and it's a portrait made out of words, so I'm probably gonna do like an anime character because I ain't got time.
That sounds really fun though. Like, that sounds really fun. Oh my gosh, the things I would do about Bakugo. Oh my gosh. Anyways, so for the next segment, so what's your song of the week?
Oh, okay. Mine, I found out that it came out maybe like a little less than a week ago. Grace Vanderwaal, first of all, I think she's hilarious. She's so not like the little ukulele girl anymore.
Yeah.
And she released a song called Don't Assume What You Don't Know, my song of the week. Oh my gosh. It reminds me of like Pink, Funhouse Pink, you know?
Yeah.
Like the same album that So What's On. Literally, I love that song and I have it on my villain playlist.
You have a villain playlist?
Yeah, like if I was a villain in My Hero, we just keep talking about the show, but if I was a villain in My Hero, this would be my soundtrack, and it's like, I think it's like a 4-hour long playlist.
That's and so cool.
I think there's a lot of Rico Nasty on there.
No, I really want to get into like, I want to actually make playlists out of my like sound, like the music I listen to it. But I just don't want to do it. It just sounds like so much work. Like, I would like literally pay somebody to do it for me. I would pay somebody to do it for me. I hate doing it.
I will.
Well, that's something we could talk about. We could discuss.
What about you?
So my song of the week, okay, it's an old song. It came out like in 2013. But if you don't know, I love Chance the Rapper. Like, I love him.
Oh my God. Yep. Mm-hmm.
No, I love him. My sister actually got us, like, we got tickets to go to his concert. But COVID happened, and he canceled his concert, so that sucked.
Oh, he straight up canceled it?
Yeah. I have, like, the ticket hanging in my room, because I was so excited. Literally, I was crying when she gave it to me. She gave it, me, her, and my brother-in-law, we all got tickets for it. That's what she gave us for Christmas, in 2019, I think. Yeah, before COVID happened. And I literally started crying, and he started crying. We were so excited. But yeah, so it's by Chance the Rapper. It's called Pusha Man. I recently, like, just started listening to it again, and I literally love it. It's on his Acid Rap album. What's it called? EP?
Is that the same one with Juke Jam on?
I think so.
Or the other one?
Yeah,
I only know, like, the popular ones.
No, Juke Jam is on Coloring Book.
So I can't say fake fan.
Wait, sorry, what'd you say?
I can see the album covers. I just don't know the difference, but that's okay.
No, yeah, I get it. But no, Juke Jam is on Coloring Book, and Pusha Man is on Acid Rap.
Noted. Will I be listening to it? Yes. 1,000%. I love Ultralight Beam. Anyways.
You're so funny.
But, so, you know what? Let's start with COVID and talk about concerts, because I was actually supposed to go to a Harry Styles concert. Mm-hmm. Once again, I did cry when I got the ticket. I was like, yeah. And then COVID happened. I was like, what the frick?
Are you lying to me? Are you lying? This cannot be true.
But he keeps postponing it. That's the difference, because it was supposed to originally happen in July of 2020. Mm-hmm. Then he moved it to fall 2021. So I think it's supposed to be in October. And hopefully by then, maybe we could do something, because it's supposed to be in the State Farm Arena, I think. But I really want to see Harry, man. I stare at my Fine Line CD every day, even though I got a CD player that doesn't work, and I don't drive, so I don't have a car. I just stare at the CD.
That's so funny.
It's very upsetting. Like, there was other things that COVID, like, took away. And I was like,
ugh. That was the one that really hit for you.
I mean, there was that in the cheer one.
Yeah,
hit.
I get that.
Because I did cheer consecutively. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, actually, year five, not gonna happen. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I get it. That sucks. But yeah.
Yeah. What other stuff were you looking forward to that didn't end up happening?
So let's see. I was really excited just for summer 2020. Like, I had saved up money and stuff. So, like, I had planned on having, like, a really great summer. Like, I wanted to go to Six Flags with my friends and just do a lot of fun stuff. And so, yeah, I was really excited about that. Just for the summer. And then that happened. And my track season. Our track season. My bad. Our track season. Literally, we had two meets, and then COVID happened.
Literally, I remember March 13th, we all sat down on those freaking... Were you
I
there?
I was not there on the 13th. I was there on the 12th. That's when it happened. It was the Thursday. I remember we were at track practice.
It was the 12th.
Yes, and our head coach, Coach Diller, like, called everybody to the stairs, to the bleachers, and was like...
Hey, he's like, see y'all in 2 weeks.
See you never. That's what you meant.
I saw him once again in May. Mm-hmm. Because I had to return my uniform, which you didn't.
No, I saw him. I saw him when for like the cheer tryout. I saw them.
Oh, right.
I was like, oh.
I tried out for nothing. That was so.
Yeah, I was like.
To this day, that makes me so upset.
No, because you got varsity. So, yeah, that sucks.
I got varsity on both teams.
Yeah, that sucks.
But the thing is, if I try out again, I'm going to be like, can I just do football instead of football and basketball? Because I forgot I had a track season. No. Also, I can't hold a rhythm for longer than 10 seconds.
No. If I do it this year, I want to do basketball. Because football, I really want to play volleyball this year.
That's
not fair. So, yeah. I wouldn't be able to do football. And then if I do basketball, because Brooklyn did basketball. And you did basketball cheer too, didn't you?
I did. They make all the freshmen do it. But I would have had, like, harder cheers. Because I would have been on varsity with Anaya.
Yeah.
And I'd be looking at some of the stuff. I was like, yep, I can hold a beat for 10 seconds. But once we got to do it again, I'm be- yeah, that's what it starts sounding like.
But no, yeah. So I know, and my sister, she was like, she and her boyfriend had planned this like really great cruise that they were going on. And she had like been working out really hard and like getting her summer body right.
Chloe Ting.
Right. Day. No, literally, she was so dedicated. And I used to go to, I was going to the gym with her sometimes, occasionally. But she would like get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go work out twice a day. Like, she was serious. But then COVID happened and she couldn't do it anymore. So she's still really upset about that. So, yeah.
I would be too.
Yeah.
I was supposed to have my first cruise fall break of. Yeah, of sophomore year, I was supposed to have my first cruise. And my mom, like, I had never had a cruise. So the fact that it didn't end up happening, of course, I was bummed out, but I never really had the experience. Mm-hmm. So I was like, wow, this really sucks.
No, I haven't been on a cruise either. Well. But my sister has been on a couple. I think she's been on, like, 3. And the way she talks about it, I really want to go. And, like, my parents really want to go on one, too. So I really hope we get to do that, or I'm going to be really upset.
I mean, I've never been on a boat.
But no, I get motion sick. Me out.
I don't get it.
No, literally, I literally was having this conversation with myself yesterday. Literally,
there's three
things I don't understand. I don't understand how cameras work. Because you're telling me I just put my phone right there and it's going to take a picture of me in the moment and have it on my phone forever. That does not make sense. I don't understand boats. You're telling me there's something with floating.
I don't understand CDs and DVDs. Yeah,
no.
How are you telling me there's a whole movie and sometimes games?
No. On the no. It doesn't make sense. And I don't understand airplanes.
Or Bluetooth.
You're telling me it's like.
Okay, I kind of understand airplanes, but I don't understand Bluetooth.
Yeah, or Wi-Fi.
Final?
Like,
I don't get it.
It literally doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
Magic plastic. I don't get it.
Bulletproof vest?
No sense.
What? You're telling me bulletproof can't.
But how are they so light?
Exactly. Like, it doesn't make sense.
I saw someone say, how do pens work? And I was like, okay, I'm not confused.
No.
I was like, all right.
That's.
Babe, you have to go back to school.
That was a little stupid. but yeah. I literally had this conversation with myself yesterday. That's so funny.
Boats make no sense. Like, you're telling me this giant thing could just stay on water and you can just count on it not going down?
Literally, cruises?
Someone's like, cruises? How?
There's tons. That's tons of pounds.
There's a water slide. There's a mini white
exactly.
water on it.
That's tons of pounds. And it's just floating. It's just floating and nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about it. But the major one for me is cameras.
Yeah,
I just don't get cameras.
I don't get Polaroid.
Yeah.
That's the camera that confuses me. iPhones, not so much. Polaroid, zero sense.
I don't understand. I don't understand either equally. No, I get why you don't understand Polaroids the most, though, because it's just printing it like right away.
There's nothing really digital. Right. There's nothing digital. Like, how do you... I think it's like a flash, and then there's a mirror on the inside, or... No. I don't care. It still makes no sense.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. I will never understand cameras. I will never understand it.
People are going to listen to this and be like, they are crazy.
I'm going to be like, well, the door.
Tell me you would understand how cameras work.
Explain it to me then, please.
Look at Gaga. She's the creative director of Cameroid. Polaroid. I know some of the Gaga songs. What's she know
exactly.
about cameras?
Exactly. Please. Anyways, rolling back.
Sorry.
Coming back on topic.
But yeah, track season, I didn't place. There was a chance that I could have placed, but I was so booty at pole vaulting that it didn't happen. That's why I'd be weightlifting. Because, mm-hmm. like, I'm already, first of all, I was already behind when the season ended because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And then I'm behind now because. Everybody's doing the track season and I'm not. So I was like, okay, if I lift, actually my friend Erica, shout out to Erica, hey, but my friend Erica, she was like, you realize that you have been kind of practicing, just not with the actual pole. And I was like, huh? And then I was like, oh, because I mean, like, I've been consistently working out since December-ish. And then sporadically from August to December. So, like, I was like, oh, you know what? I'll take your word for it. If I see no changes, I will be very upset, but I will take your word for it.
No, I really liked track, and it was, like, super fun, so I was really bummed out, like, not being able to do it, especially because from, like, August to, not August, from, like, June to, like, September, me and my sister were running every day. And, like, I got, like, good at it. And we were trying to get, like, up to 6 miles. Like, we want to run 6 miles without stopping. And then I fell in a hole and tore two ligaments. So.
Oh, right. You were like, I can't run, LOL. I was like,
Literally.
You broke it.
It was so swollen. I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, what's going on?
That's embarrassing.
It was so, literally, because the story behind it was I was running down a hill to go get the my niece's, like, soccer ball that, like, fell. And me and my sister, her boyfriend, and my nephew were, like, all trying to go get the ball, like, go find it because we couldn't find it. And I was running down the sidewalk, and then my foot, like, went on the grass, and there just happened to be a hole right there. And I literally fell to the ground and, like, couldn't get up. So, yes. Flat.
You're like, hey guys, I'm dying.
Please send can I get some help? The ambulance.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
But when quarantine did start, you know how we were all like, oh, yay, extended spring break, right. 3 weeks. Then just kept getting pushed back. And I was like, I felt so naive because I found, first of all, Snapchat memories. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we were all, like, joking about it. And then, as you keep going on, you start to see how, like, your face changes and you're just like, wow, I'm not leaving here.
No.
But I had voice memos that I made in April where I was like, hopefully this is going to be over soon. Hopefully, I can have, like, my birthday not in COVID and stuff. I was like, wow, you sound dumb.
No, same.
Naive.
Literally, I was like, okay, I was like, I'm happy that COVID happened, like, they canceled everything a month after my birthday, so I was like, look at me.
Oh, right.
And then I was like, it's literally not gonna be here next year, so I'm gonna be able to have, like, a 16th birthday party, but no. God said not this year.
Day number two, you just had your first one. Yeah, that's not fair.
That does suck. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's fine. I'm going to have a bundt cake all to myself and two helium balloons. So you know what? I'm partying like an animal in my house with my family playing Just Dance. Woo!
Cries. No, that's really funny you said that, though, because me and my sister, like, started playing Just Dance a lot when we first happened.
Is that one of your coping things? Because I had a couple of those.
No, I'm coping. I don't really know. I feel like COVID for me was, like, more of a good thing. I feel like I've become a lot happier since COVID. Like, I'm sure you could tell. I've become a lot nicer and a lot happier.
You know what? I think so. Like, you grew a lot as a person.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, communicating or
right.
just being, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. But it's very different from freshman year when you were at school.
Yeah, and that's why I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back.
You're like, I'm actually nervous about that because we don't go to school.
Yeah.
But I'm nervous that, number one, I can take a nap during the middle of the class day. No. But I feel like if I go back to school, I'll just revert backwards.
Yeah. So.
And I'm like, that's not what I want.
And that's what I'm like, me and my mom have been arguing about this for so long. I'm like, I don't want to go back because I feel like I'm in such a better place than I was when I was at school. Mm-hmm. I'm so much happier. I'm so much nicer. I'm doing well in school. Like, there's no reason for me to go through that again. Because when I was at school, literally all I would say to myself is, I can't wait to go home. And now I'm at home all the time and I love it. So I don't want to go back.
I have my weekly outing to Target.
Right. No, I do. Literally, I have my weekly outing to Walmart and to the farmer's market and I'm fine. I love my life. It's okay.
But I mean, like, it's not extrovert, introvert,
amnivert. I'm an amnivert, too, yeah. So.
I'm more amniverted, but sometimes I can be extremely extroverted. Yeah. But then I was locked in a house. So.
No, I feel like I'm the opposite. Like, I'm amnivert, but I'm an extrovert when I'm around people, like, I'm comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Like, I can be a very loud person. I apologize. It's the truth.
No need to apologize. Baby, I was born this way.
But no, I'm like, I always get excited to go out. I'm like, yeah, I'm so excited. And then when I leave, I'm like, I just want to go back home. I just want to go back to my house. I just
social battery runs out.
I feel like I have social anxiety. Like, I start getting really stressed out. It just stresses me out and I get headaches. It's just not fun. So I love being at house, my house. So yeah, there's that. Mm.
I mean, like, you said COVID made you happier. That was the first time I ever got depressed, actually.
Really?
Like, yeah, it was really bad because I didn't, like, I knew about mental health and I was like, yeah, go to therapy and stuff. I have yet to get a therapist, but that's like, it's not like we're not looking for one.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't found one yet. But I mean, like, because the summer, believe it or not, for some reason, the summer was awful for me. Like,
really?
I was like, March, okay, I'm doing good. We're going, it's going to be fine. April, all right, this is taking a bit longer than I thought. May, depressed. I was like, I'm never eating again. Like, it was so bad. And then, like, I, unlike my sisters, when they had, like, struggled, they didn't eat. I ate a lot, and it took a toll on me because I was like, I've always been, like, fairly skinny.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, why am I bloated all the time, and where are my abs? Like, I was not doing good. My room was dirty. I was sleeping all the time because, like, I just didn't, there was no need for me to, like, I felt like I didn't need to be awake
because
mm-hmm. every day was the same. Still kind of is. But I mean, like, every day was the same. I didn't, like, I was not happy at all. And then I think I didn't really get out of that slump till maybe August because I started to come to terms with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was still struggling. But now I'm just like, okay. Okay, it is what it is.
Yeah. No, damn. But I also feel like it's a difference in, like, because some, like, my parents are pretty strict. Like, I'm not allowed to do a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, they say, okay, you had fun one day this week. Okay, none next week. You can't go out. So I feel like for a lot of people who were allowed to go out more and do stuff a lot, it definitely took a more of a toll on them because they're not, like, that's not something they're used to. That's not normal for them. That's not their reality. Like, they're allowed to go out all the time and do, oh, I want to go do this with my friends, oh, I want to go do this with my friends. But for my family, because my family is more strict, it's just like it's an opposite. So I'm used to being at home with my comfort place, so I feel like for me it wasn't as much of an issue. I mean, it was, because I was so tired of, like, just being here,
same four walls, house smaller every day.
But I also went to my sister's house a lot, and, like, we would go play games and, like, go on the trampoline and just do stuff like that. So I felt for me, it was, like, a lot more of a comfort thing.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, like, my sister, she's 20 now. At the beginning of COVID, she had just turned 19.
Mm-hmm.
So she lives with my grandparents. But the thing is, like, I'll go to my grandparents' house, but they have a lab, and I have a short-haired dog, and labs make me itch.
Oh my gosh, my dog's
alive.
So about
an hour and a half being there, I'm like, I'm itchy, I want to go home. That's, like, the only place I was really allowed to go, like, to sit down after COVID. Like, I haven't hung out with my best friend since, it's been a couple months, because the last time I saw her, like, in person was, November.
Mm.
So I was like, whew, which is hard, because, like, one of the ways I, like, best communicated, or, like, love language, if you believe in that stuff, is words of affirmation.
Yeah.
I'm not getting very many words. That's why I have so many words now. I'm like, I can't do this.
Yeah, I get it.
But, I mean, like, it's not like I was, like, a super social person, but I really wasn't in the house when school was there. Because, I mean, like, you had track practice every day.
Yeah, that's
before
true.
That, I had cheer practice. And I had games, track meets. At that point, I went to church twice a week, so Sunday and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I was a tryhard, but that's okay. Honestly, I'm just like, I don't know if I want to do that again. My mom's like, you are. And I was like, oh.
No.
But I'd be looking at the church, they ain't wearing no masks. Like, my respect.
Yeah. No, I get it 100%. But, yeah, and I just feel like another reason why it was, like, COVID wasn't such a, like, something that hit so hard for me was because, like I said, I like being in my house.
You're like, when, I'm at home anyway.
Exactly. When I was at school, I was at, especially because I'm in Magnet and my school is so far away. Like, it's not that far away, but it's like 30 minutes away. So my bus ride was like an hour and 30 minutes to go and then an hour and 30 minutes back. So, and then I had track practice and I was like track meets and I was staying after for football games and stuff like that. That was fun, but it was stressful for me. Like, I wanted to go home. So me being at home now. So I feel like we definitely had like opposite experiences with it. Mm-hmm. But me being at home now is just like, it's the best thing for me. So
I hated football games if I wasn't cheering in it.
Really?
That's what made me realize I would never like parties. Like,
really?
First of all, I don't believe in open invite parties. That's how you get shot.
Period.
Next question.
Anyway, agreed.
So, I would go because, like, if I'm not cheering, that means it's a varsity game. So, I would go to these games, and then I would, like, lose my friends. I'm standing there looking stupid. Some random person will talk to me. I hate when random people talk to me, and it's, like, not genuine. Or if they'd be, like...
It's when it's, like, small talk.
I mean, like, small talk, I'm okay, but I mean, like, you know those guys that would be... have a YouTube channel in the middle of the mall and be like,
yes,
is his jewelry real or fake? Dark skins or light skins? No. Somehow they always found me and I hated it. And they were like, oh, she's so rude. No, I don't want to be in your video, man. Leave me alone.
No, I get or it.
Like,
yeah.
I'll be like, oh, don't leave me. So let me know when you're moving. And then I'll turn around, gone. Disappeared. Okay, Houdini.
Now no, I definitely understand stupid. That. Because I'm like my friend Iffy.
Yep,
she did that all the time.
That was her.
Yes, literally, it was the most annoying thing. She would just jump ships all the time. It was so annoying because I was like, okay, I came here with you. So where are you going? Yeah, like, don't leave me. Like,
please don't leave me here. I'm not built for this. She's so social. Like, I love her.
Yeah.
But I can't do that. Like, I will be your shadow. I am A-okay with being your shadow.
Right.
Please don't leave me alone.
She was really popular. So it was just like she would go and like talk to all these people and have all these conversations. And it was like, okay, well, I don't know them.
I don't or like, be like people I don't like know them because I'm
exactly
kind of judgy.
No, especially me being at school, I was so mean. I was ruthless. I didn't like so many people. I was like, please get me away from them because I would literally go sit down in the stands and I would be like with other people though, so it was okay because I was always with like Ja'Kai, our friend Ja'Kai, and like Brooklyn when she wasn't like in the game and stuff like that. So. Yeah. I completely understand what you're saying with those football games. But for me, it was more fun just because, like, staying after at the library, that was, like, really fun.
I liked that, but then all my friends would leave or something.
And then no,
I'd be at square one.
I completely understand because I would be the last one there so much. I would tell my parents 30 minutes earlier so they would actually get there on time so I could leave before my friends did. So I wouldn't be there alone.
I only live like 10 minutes max from the school, like 10 minutes with traffic. So I mean, like, I was like, all right, guys, can you pick me up? Yeah. Don't ever call your sister, apparently. And Morgan, if you're hearing this, you're slow. You're so slow. Because I'd be like, all right, can you come get me? Yeah, after I eat. No, that's an hour, please. Be eating that's like definitely. A plate of rice and take 20 minutes per grain. Oh no. But speaking of parties, people are still doing that, and especially in Atlanta.
Oh my gosh.
First of all, can we talk about Blueface for a second? Where is my Instagram? And why are they taking down his stuff?
You didn't see what happened?
No, I did. That's why I'm wondering why they never took down his stuff. Where's community guidelines? Are they blind or something? Right.
No, literally, I saw this girl. She was, like, posting, she posted a TikTok about how her, like, Instagram, like, lives and stuff keeps on getting taken down because she's, like, in a sports bra and shorts. But Blueface is over here posting all of this stuff with people wearing no clothes.
Exactly. And he's, like, in Atlanta at clubs all the time. Or, like,
I don't wish.
Who's that guy that's like really popular now? He sings R&B. Brent Faiyaz.
Oh, I love him. Okay,
he had his birthday party in Atlanta, and then there were some comments under like a post, and people were like, "There's a panoramic outside, guys," and they're like, "It doesn't apply to King Brent." Who? Why do people feel like they're above it?
But I hate people with God complexes. Like literally, go sit down. Right. Like, please, do not ever think you're better than somebody just because of anything. You're not.
We're on the same level, okay? It doesn't care who you are or your status.
Exactly.
It will get you.
And it's so annoying. It's so annoying because it's like, okay, like I said, I like being at home, but I also like going out and doing things like occasionally, like once a week, maybe twice.
My target line.
Right. Like I like doing things like that. And like I see people on like post TikToks and all this stuff, like especially at the gym. Like me and my sister went to this kickboxing gym,
mm-hmm.
and nobody else, well, maybe one other person had on their mask, even like the instructor. Wasn't wearing a
red
mask.
Neck, not really.
He was black, and it's so annoying because it's like, okay, there's definitely a pandemic going on. You're definitely spreading diseases, and it's like, okay, I'm over here out of breath because I can't breathe through this mask, but I'm not gonna sit there and take it off so I could get a disease and kill my family.
Ooh.
Are you crazy? No, and it's just so annoying because it's like, this is why it hasn't ended. You are the reason why it hasn't ended. And I don't, like I said, I don't wish bad things upon anybody, but I hope you get COVID. I hope you get COVID.
You know,
you deserve it.
I have gotten to the point where I'm like, you know what? I feel like you just have to suffer to understand because you clearly don't care. Like, even people from school where I'm seeing you hang out in large groups and then do the same thing with a different group.
No, exactly. It's so annoying because it's like, I just hope you get it.
And How hard is it to put a damn mask on?
Right. It's like, I don't want you to die or anything, but have some heart palpitations or something.
Please. I had heart palpitations. I thought it was dying once. And it was, I think it was anxiety or depression. Either way, I was like, mom, my heart's literally beating out of my chest.
No, like, please feel some uncomfort. But I mean, there are some people out there like who haven't like got it on purpose and stuff like that. Well, mm-hmm. obviously, but like one of my best friends, my neighbor, she her whole family got it in like July
because her
uncle came from Texas to like stay with them because of somebody's like communion, like when they get baptized in like the Catholic religion.
Oh, so you mean baptism?
Yeah, but it's called a communion.
But I thought communion was me being Christian. It's like I thought communion was the bread and the wine. They actually get wine in the Catholic Church.
It's like
right?
a big party, and it's like you have to like do all these classes and stuff like that in order to get it. So yeah,
non-denominational would be like, do you want to get baptized or no?
So yeah. And he found out his mom got it when he was, like, in their house. He found out that his mom had it. And so their whole family got it. And it's just, like, well, in that situation, it's, like, you were around your family and you were, like, trying to be careful. And so in some situations, it's, like, definitely not on purpose. And they're definitely, like, taking precautions.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who are out there wearing no masks, you deserve
it. People that still do that. I feel like having that choice is a luxury. Like, that's you're like, oh, medical bills, whatever. If I end up in the ER, it is what it is. I'll be fine. It's not going to kill me. I can pay for that. I can pay for a funeral. Like, it's like, that's when I look at someone, I'm like, are you stupid or are you stupid?
Right.
Like, that's just, and it's so, just like, ugh.
My parents are definitely older. So, like, and they have like some, like high blood pressure or something, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're a lot more high risk for it. So it's like, okay, well, like, especially my dad, like I would ask to like go ice skating outside with one of my friends. And he'd be like, no, you have to stay at home. And it's like, okay, I get that. And it's like so many things that I wasn't like allowed to do. Like I'm still not allowed to do
mm-hmm.
just because like it's a high risk situation. And I see all these people on, like, Snapchat and Instagram, especially at our school, like, and, like, gym and, like, PE with no mask on, taking pictures in the bathroom with no mask on.
Or the mask on, like, but it's under your chin or nose.
Oh, just take it off at that point. Just take it off. Nothing irritates me more. Nothing irritates me more in life than going into the grocery store and seeing these people with their mask under their nose. What's the reason? You're still breathing through your nose. What's the reason? Why are you even wearing
this video? Someone pulled it back and like snapped it back on their face and it fit perfectly. I was like, oh, look how hard that was.
Literally. It's so annoying. But yeah.
I just couldn't breathe. You realize you got snot and boogers too.
Right. But think about how hard it is going to be for you to breathe when you get this disease. How about that? Think about that for a second. Just ponder on that.
Riddle me this. Oh, no. But I know what you mean. Like, I think the main reason, like, my parents are kind of at the age where they're starting to be in the risk area, but they're not really in the risk area quite yet. But our grandparents moved down right before COVID hit. So they moved down in January. Then COVID hit. And she was like, my grandma, bless her soul, I love her so much. She was like, I didn't even get to do the grandma things down here because they moved from Philly because that's where my mom's from. And she's like, I didn't get to do grandma things. I didn't go to any games. Actually, she went to one basketball game because it was basketball season. But she was like, I didn't get to see games. I didn't get to see tennis matches because Gabby plays tennis. That's my little sister, by the way. And she was like, I didn't get to see track meets. And I was like, yeah, I didn't get to do them. So, I mean, like, it's the same thing. But I mean, like, I felt trapped because, like, I couldn't do anything because we were like, I still want to see my grandparents. They just came down here. We get the chance to see them. They live 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, like, the downside was I was like, a lot of my decisions were based off of that. It was like, well, I still want to see my grandma. Still want to see my grandpa. I mean, like, I rarely used to see my grandpa because I would see him once a year when I went up there. And then it didn't turn into once a year after a while. But I mean, like, because he doesn't like flying. He does not like flying. But for good reasons, how do airplanes? Airplanes don't make sense. Anyways, so he wouldn't fly, so I would rarely see him. But now he's, like, down the street, and he's funny. He's a very strange man sometimes. Pop up if you're hearing this. I love you, but you're weird sometimes. But that's okay. He'd be saying things. He's hilarious, though. I love him. Shout out to my pop pop.
That's so funny. I love it. What you call your grandparents, my mom and pop pop.
I feel like it's like so southern, which doesn't really it make is. Sense because my parents are from up north. But I mean, like, my grandpa, he's from South Carolina, I think, and then moved up north. So he still has a country accent, which is really, I was like, does this not go away? Or
it's confusing.
But I mean, like, it is, I guess it's a southern thing. But the funny thing is, Morgan was calling them mom and pop pop before I was born. And when I was born, that's when they moved to Georgia. So I don't know whose idea it was, but sometimes it's making me sound stupid. So I'm suing. But that's okay.
No, but it just becomes something that you're, like, used to saying. Like, it just sticks. So, yeah. Because I know, like, my family, like, I've never called my mom mom. Like, I don't call her
mommy!
Yeah, because everybody says mommy. Like, my brother, who's, like, 36, says mommy. And, like, daddy. So, like, that's just what I've always said. And people think it's weird, but I don't think it's weird.
I mean, it's just, like, normal. Some people still do it, which, I mean, like, you got used to it. I don't even know when I changed to mom and dad.
Yeah. Literally, I called my mom one time when she was, like, downstairs, and she yelled at me. She was like, don't call me that.
My mom hates getting called mama because, for some reason, Gabby had, like, this phase where she would call her mama, and my mom was like, shut up, that makes me sound old. Like, she was so angry.
No, but I completely understand that because my, all my siblings are old, a lot older than me. But, yeah, I was an aunt when I was, by the time I was three. So, I refuse to be called auntie. Oh, I refuse.
I can see how that could bother you. Because you're only, like, 16.
I'm 16. Like, freshly 16.
Your nieces and nephews literally could be your siblings.
Right, literally. So my don't nieces call and me nephews that. Are, like, siblings to me. Please do not ever call me that. Me and my mom had this conversation in the car the other day, and she was like, they really should be calling you auntie. And I was like,
no, they should not.
Don't put that idea in their head ever, because I will not answer. One time they do, like, mess with me, and I'm like, please, I will punch you in your face. Do not ever call me that. I am not your aunt. So yeah, there's that.
Oh gosh, I wanted to talk about things that we did for coping. I mean, like, I feel like cope isn't the right word. I should say distracting, like, distract yourself. This is the order what happened. I think I started with dance games. Like, I would play for hours. First of all, that's not healthy. I would do dance games, then it was Sims 4, then it was Roblox. After Roblox, I don't know exactly what happened, but then I stopped playing that. Then I went, tried to go back on Sims, realized that it was kind of boring. I started crocheting. I mean, the crocheting kind of stuck after a while, because I mean, like, I've been crocheting since I was in, like, third grade, but I just started picking up again. But yeah, and I mean, when I mean like cope, I don't mean like I played just a little here and there. I would play all day if I was awake. Because I said I would be sleeping all the time. If I was awake, I would be doing that. Ariana, did you eat? And I'm not going to, because I'm not hungry. But then I was like snack all the time. So I would have like meals and snacks. Once again, I was depressed. Please have mercy. So what stuff did you do? Because I know you started skating, but I mean like,
yeah, but that's more recent, I guess.
Yeah.
So, me and my sister play Monopoly like all the time.
Monopoly. Literally, I hate Monopoly so much.
I love Monopoly. I'm so good at it.
I suck. I'm in jail after 3 minutes.
No, I literally win all the time. I love Monopoly. But my sister, like, we started playing so much, she started beating me. I started hurting my feelings.
You said this ain't gonna work.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I gotta cut this out. We can't be doing this anymore. That's one thing. Me and my sister went and, like, we went to Brewster's, like, all the time. Like, we would, like, go running and stuff, and then we'd be like, okay, want some ice cream? We'd be like, yeah.
So we go to Brewster's all the time.
Right.
Like, would you run to Brewster's, or would you get in the car, go to Brewster's,
and go home? We would, like, run at, like, a park, and then, like, okay, let's drive to Brewster's. Oh, wait, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
We could be, says name. Especially the park by our school. We'll just cut that out, yeah, it's fine.
Especially the park by our school.
That's embarrassing. Don't worry.
The park by our school, yeah, we would like, I would go running there, and first of all, I hate bugs, and there were so many gnats there, and it was ridiculous. So, and then we would like go get pelicans. Like, we went to pelicans a lot.
Oh yeah. So. Frozen, no, it wasn't frozen. What am I trying to say? Snow like cones. Ice.
Yeah, snow cones, there you go.
Yeah, I don't like snow cones.
Really? Okay, pelicans is really good, but they put way too much syrup on it.
And that's why I hate them.
Like, I say light syrup every time, and they still do, like, 100 pumps. I'm like, dang.
And they do long pumps, too.
Right.
Because they're not so long.
Right. I was like, I just want mostly ice. And just, like, 2 pumps, maybe.
Theo would just get a cup of ice. I think it was Theo. Like, he'll just be eating ice. And then I thought
no, and that's completely understandable.
He was smart, because he was dehydrated and had no water.
No, literally, next time I go, I'm just going to get, because I haven't really went since winter, because cold, and I don't do cold.
So, it's warm now, for the most part.
Yeah, it's starting to warm up, so that's really nice. I've been outside all the time. Like, I got a new volleyball net, so yeah, I've been outside. Yeah, that was like a coping thing. And then, what's something else? I started baking a lot. Like, I made cinnamon rolls and cookies.
I forgot I baked.
Yeah, that was
fun. I made my own noodles from scratch. They were thick.
Really?
Bro.
I want to make that so bad. Like, I'm never going
to
make that.
I know what I did wrong, because I had to cut my own noodles, because why would we have one of those noodle cutter things? Like, the machine. So it was like thick, irregular slices. Did I eat them all? Yeah. Were they really good? No, they weren't amazing, but I could eat them.
Yeah, they were epic. Yeah.
They were.
I also started braiding my hair. I learned how to do that.
Yeah.
I hate braiding my hair, though.
It's the parting for me.
The parting isn't bad, because I'll braid my own hair, and then, like, a day later, I'll, like, start putting braids in.
Don't you mean you part your own hair?
Yeah. Like, I part it. I part it before, like, I'll wash it and then part it. And then, like, braid it in its sections. So then, like, I'll just put the twist in. But I hate braiding my hair. Literally, it'll take me, like, 4 days, because I just don't want to do it. I don't mind twisting my hair. I could finish twisting my hair in like a day. But yeah, so I learned how to do that. And I also learned how to do my acrylic nails. Like, but all of my siblings, not my siblings, but my sisters, we all started doing that. So now I don't have to go to the nail salon because they were closed because of COVID. So we learned how to do that. So that was fun too.
Remember when they started first opening stuff up and they chose like things like bowling alleys and barber shops?
Stupidity.
I was like, why? And then they would open places that primarily like black people would go. I was like, y'all are using us as guinea pigs?
Right.
I was like,
first wave. I'm not going outside first wave.
And Georgia was the first one to open, remember? And that was a whole thing. Yes. And I was like, you want the Negroes to die. Can I say that? You know, it's fine. I'm black, by the way. Please. Dude, you can go to my Instagram. Actually, I have no pictures on my Instagram. No, I have tagged photos.
You don't?
I have tagged photos. Y'all, I'm black. I promise. Anyways, let's move on before I sound stupid. Oh, God.
Go ahead.
I opened a Depop shop. It's kind of slow. It still is because, I mean, like, it's not, like, you have to market everything yourself. And I got lazy. But I remember when I made, like, crochet flowers. Also, if you want to go buy something from my Depop, it's Ariana Stafford, ArianaStafford. But, yeah. So, I would, like, crochet flowers and try to sell them on there. I didn't think they would sell. And then I had two sales, like, 2 weeks apart. And I was like, bro, y'all like it? I made it with my two little hands. Thank you. I was like, y'all are willing to pay for this?
Right. That's so funny. Oh, and I also started watching anime, but that's also reason too.
Oh my god!
I literally love anime.
I feel like we were missing. I felt like I was... Okay, you know what? I will say judgmental. Because, like, you know the kids would be like,
oh my god. No, 100%.
It's like a trend now. But,
and I 100% agree.
Yeah. Well, okay. Bullying is okay to a certain extent, guys.
Exactly. Sometimes it is a completely okay. It's needed. It's needed.
Because,
but no. I refused to watch anime in middle school. I really wanted to.
Because the kids would run down the hallway like Naruto.
Exactly. Like, it seemed interesting. And I'm like, I do not want to become one of those weirdos. I do not want to do it.
And
now
one of those weirdos, but like on a different level of weirdo. Like, it's a different level. I'm stuck on that side of TikTok and I'll be like, look at this fan art.
Like, literally, anime is, like, a different world. I literally love it. Because I got to the point where I watched so... I think my main coping mechanism from COVID was watching TV. I watched so many shows.
I always binge it, too. That's the worst.
And I binged it. I watched so many shows. Like, it's ridiculous.
Can you hear the vacuum? I'm sorry.
No, I can't.
Oh, thank God.
But, yeah, I watch so many shows.
Wild things whenever I'm busy.
But it got to the point where I was like, okay... I don't have anything to watch on TV. So I literally rewatched Vampire Diaries like twice. And yeah, and then like started watching anime. I started watching anime because Ariana.
Yeah. From Zion. That was my fault.
And it's like, it's a different world. It's so good. I've only watched like four shows so far, but I literally love them all. They're so good. And I can't believe I
know you started My Hero before. Attack on Titan and Death Note.
Yeah, I finished My Hero, Attack on Titan, Death Note, and The Promise of Neverland.
All right.
It's so good.
I'll watch it eventually, I promise. But I mean, like, I got halfway through the first episode. I was like, oh my God, and turned it off.
It's really short. It's only 12 episodes.
Yeah.
And they're not long. I finished it. Me and my sister, I was helping my sister braid her hair on like last week, I think it was. Yeah, it was like last week. And I was like, okay. And I was going to watch Attack on Titans. This is when I first started watching Attack on Titans. And she was like, just don't play that because I'm not going to understand what's going on. So we started that. Because I always heard these people on TikTok humming this sound. And I was like, what is this
from? Oh, the lullaby? Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I was like, okay, what is this coming from? So I was like, let me just watch it. And I do not regret it. It's so good. But yeah.
I'll watch it eventually.
Please do. It's so good.
Let me finish Death Note because, oh my gosh.
You haven't finished Death Note?
Listen. All right. So it's really good, But after a certain point, just in case you haven't watched Death Note, I'm not going to say, it feels like it's being dragged on.
Yeah, I get it.
I felt the same way about it.
But I was like, I'm just going to continue watching it because... No, I completely... I felt the same way. I just want to finish it. Because for me, I'm like OCD. Like, I get... I can't have things on my continued watch list. I can't. Yes, they gotta go. Like, right now, somebody logged into my Hulu account, and I don't know who it is, and they've been watching shows on my account, and I keep deleting them. Shows?
Like, no, they...
Yes!
The Bachelor.
Literally, they've been watching Snowfall, Prison Break, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I don't know.
I hate that show.
I think so I like it because it's kind of like The Office.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. Actually, that makes a lot of sense.
What is that supposed to mean?
Not in an offensive way, but like just like the things that you like. So it makes sense. Not in an offensive way.
I like stupid shows. No. I found them funny.
I know. I find them so annoying. But and like the 6ix9ine documentary.
I don't want to talk about him. My blood boils. I can't stand him.
But no, I keep deleting the stuff they're watching on my account, and they just keep watching more. And it's so annoying. I don't know.
You call a family meeting, and I'm making a literally. I've asked all my family members
who's doing it, and none of them have owned up to it. So I'm gonna beg, like, my sister's the one who like owns the account and like pays for it. So I'm gonna beg her to change the password because I can't live my life like this.
I can't do this anymore. There was one time, Janae, my best friend, I had to go in and change her Spotify account, like her password, because someone came in and was listening to like weird death metal. Like, so you know how Spotify works. So basically, like if you're listening to something on an account and then you start playing on a different device but on the same account, it'll just take over and play on both accounts. So she'll be like listening to Formation and then it'll be like, like it was so funny. And she's like, Ariana, dude. And I was like, why can't you just Google it? That's what I do. And she was like, can you just change my password? I was like, okay.
No, I just Google it. That's the same thing I do.
Literally, how to change passwords. Always the first link. It's always really? The first link.
Seriously, it really is. But you know, yeah. But no, watching anime is like a whole different world. Like literally, I went to Home Depot on like Sunday, and I saw like four people wearing like a My Hero shirt. I've seen so many people wearing My Hero Academia.
I feel like it opens your eyes. Like, it really you see, does. Like how many like a lot of people watch it too? Because I was listening to, don't ask me. I was listening to Beamer Boy by freaking Lil Peep. Okay, and then he was like, "I got my Death Notes. Where am I listed?" I was like, I watched that show.
No, yeah, it really does though. It's so true. Like, I went into Zoomies and I saw like My Hero shirt to like Naruto shirt. Naruto, no, my bad.
Zion's punching shirt right now.
Right, but no, yeah, and it's like it opens your eyes to so many things, and it's so good. It's like there's so many good shows, and I just want to watch them all. Like, never mind. Let me not say that. But yeah,
my mom made a joke. It was like the other day. She was like, "I liked you better before you started watching anime," and I was literally about to start crying.
Really?
She was like, "I'm joking." I was like, "Oh."
No, my nephew like jumped the gun, but he started watching anime before me, and he like that's all he does. But he watches it on his phone, and I don't understand. I hate watching things on my phone. It's such a small screen. I prefer my TV.
I watch it on my phone because like I don't have to worry about switching devices if I want to get up and go to the bathroom and just sit on the toilet.
That's true though. No, that's true.
Okay. And plus, I don't have a TV in my room because I just have laptop and I have a desktop screen connected. So I have two screens. So I'm just like, I'll just turn it towards my bed and sit here and crochet. I just don't I feel like the TV would ruin the aesthetic in my room.
No, I agree with you saying. It's like a big black box.
Yes. And it's so loud and bright. Like, I don't like it.
No, I literally turn my brightness down all the time. Especially at night. I'm like, okay, you're lighting up my room a little too much.
I'm blind. Please.
Right.
Oh, God. But anime is so good. Actually, Chris, if you're listening to this, hey, this is your fault that I love anime so much. Because he recommended me to watch Hunter x Hunter. And that was the first one I watched. First of all, they make the show look so cute. And the fandom is, like, hilarious unless you're a Krollo stan. Please seek help. But, but I mean, like, the show was, I was, like, I started watching this, I was, like, oh, okay. Okay. What are you? Oh, my. Wow.
No, I haven't watched Hunter x Hunter, but I want to because it's, I feel like it's also extremely controversial. Just because some people are, like, okay. Yeah, because, like, they'd be talking about perverts and stuff like that. So, but I don't know. Like, I don't really know anything about it.
In every show, there has to be one. Because, and then, in My Hero, well, Mineta. I would,
yeah.
If I ever met a real life Mineta, I would have to stomp
make sense.
On him.
Mineta doesn't make sense. How did he get into UA?
I was going on a rant the other day. Because I feel like he's smart, but he had to pass that robot test in the very beginning.
That's what I'm saying.
What did he do? Climb on them? With his hair right. off? Leave me alone.
Right. That literally makes no sense. And he's so short.
I googled it. He's like 3 feet and some inches.
Grow
he would still have to be in a booster seat legally.
I can literally stomp on him. Stomp on
Why
him.
Why has no one stomped on him yet?
Because they're going to stick his feet. Their feet going to stick to his head.
That's why. That would be awful. Never mind.
Yeah. And you're just walking around.
He's just dragging across the floor. Oh, God. Honestly, I could have a whole episode about My Hero. Because I could talk about it for hours.
Same. Oh. It's so good. That's literally my favorite anime I've watched. And I mean, I haven't watched that many. But, you know, I love Bakugo. He's my favorite character ever. He's literally my husband.
Anyways. I can't tell if I like Mina or Kiri more. I think I like Kiri more, but it's hard to tell.
My second favorite is Mina.
Mina! Because I feel like
she's the black girl of the whole series.
She is.
So.
You cannot tell me that pink chick is black. Not black. Wait.
Right.
I call myself Mina. I am Mina.
Yeah.
Because
I literally love her.
We're almost the same height. Literally almost the same weight. I'm 5'2", she's 5'3". At the moment, I'm almost 115. She's 115. Mm-hmm. She roller skates? Yeah. I like to roller skate. Well, she actually doesn't roller skate. She just slides on her ass. You get the point. I love her so much. I like to dance. She likes to dance.
Please.
I feel like she would be Doja Cat stan.
No, but I also agree with that, like, 100%. I feel like that's me and Bakugo. Literally, we have the same personality, but mine is a little more,
not as
I'm not
aggressive.
As mean.
He's definitely
Yeah, I'm not, like, aggressive. 100%. But I get along with Aries. So, I literally love him. We're, even my family who's, like, watched my nephew, my niece, I'm not my niece, my sister, they've all said, like, I'm Bakugo. Like, that's the character I remind them of the most. And, also because in, like, Avatar, they said that I would be a fire sign. I mean, firebender, because I'm aggressive and angry.
Not hostile behavior.
So, yeah, there's that. So, he's my favorite. I could talk about him all day. I literally love him.
We should just have a bonus episode where we talk about anime, because I think we just spent 20 minutes talking. Sorry. We're at an hour now. We should probably wrap it up.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. I'm Ariana.
And I'm Anisha.
And you are listening to Teenage Fantasy. Feel free to follow us on our socials. Our Instagram is at teenagefantasy_ thank you, Ariana, podcast. And our Twitter is teenfantasypod. Yeah, we are trying to get a bit more active on our socials so we can get out there a little more. But... yeah, feel free to follow us there if you want to. No rush, but I will be hoping you do, because
me too.
I want to get out there a little more, but hopefully have a good week. Honestly, on Twitter, please interact with us on Twitter, because I would like to know rosebuds and thorns of y'all's day.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That'd be so much fun. It would be so interesting.
Yeah.
Because like I know other people do stuff, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Thank you for listening.
If you made it this far, I know we've been doing this for a minute.
If you made it this far, like, DM us or, like, comment. I don't know if you can comment, but, like, comment, like, a rose or something. I don't know.
I think you can comment on Apple Podcasts. No, you leave reviews. I lied. Sorry. Also, leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yes. Tell us what we could do better to, like, make it more interesting. I don't know. Just give us feedback. Constructive feedback.
Tweet at us. I don't know. And I don't care. Just... give us a holler if you want to. All right. We're going to wrap this up.